USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says mid-January could be a dark time in terms of coronavirus, given holiday gatherings and travel, warning people to be wary of indoor spread.
Not only for New York State, but for any state or city that is facing similar problems. Without substantial mitigation, the middle of January can be a really dark time for us.
He indicates we are just entering a post-Thanksgiving surge, which in theory would then match up with a Christmas and Hanukkah surge in terms of case numbers. Georgia's top election official says the results of the presidential election will stand. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger officially certifying Joe Biden as the winner of Georgia's 16 electoral votes. He confirmed no change in the results after three counts of illegally cast ballots. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It was a rigged election.
President Trump's comments when asked about the election on Monday, the president continues.
You look at the different states, the election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country. These ballots pouring in from everywhere using machinery that nobody knows ownership, nobody knows anything about.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece is weighing in on the Georgia Senate debates.
Georgia Senate race debates took place Sunday night. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, on Fox, says Democrats are playing the race card, and that's dangerous.
John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock are adept at teaching fear, anger, stirring up bitterness. It's called playing the race card. So stirring up emotions and fear is very dangerous, but giving solutions. Ginger Howard and I, in our book, We're Not Colorblind, teach people how to do that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Costco keeps its golden hour.
Costco will extend its senior shopping hours until further notice now due to the recent uptick in COVID cases, according to the retailer's website. Customers eligible for the special operating hours include those who are 60 or older and those with disabilities or who are immunocompromised. Guests will not be admitted. Costco's designated senior shopping hour is from 9 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, with exceptions at some locations. Priority access will also temporarily be given to healthcare workers and first responders who must present a Costco membership card and official ID of their role to be allowed to move to the front of any line to enter the warehouse. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Chick-fil-A, the leading U.S. chicken chain, sued major poultry producers, accusing them of price fixing. The Atlanta-based company said that led to inflated prices for billions of dollars worth of its chicken purchases. The chicken sandwich giant alleged in a lawsuit filed Friday in a federal court in Illinois that top chicken suppliers, including Tyson Foods, Pilgrim's Pride, Sanderson Farms, and Purdue Farms, coordinated pricing for meat supplies and collectively reduced production to push up prices. Chick-fil-A is seeking unspecified damages and to recoup legal fees. That's according to the lawsuit. And finally, today marks the 79th anniversary of the Japanese attacks on Pearl Harbor. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.